Bekutah Sichas Chelik Tezvav Parsha Vayeshev Sicha Beis. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv, on the pasuk that Yaakov settled into the country where his forefathers had lived. In other words, he came back from Charan. Zogner Azal, our sages tell us, Bikesh Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to be able to live in tranquility. Kofatz Olav Rugza Shal Yosef. So the turmoil of the story of Yosef jumped up and got in the way. Tzadikim Mevakshim Leisha B'Shalva. Tzadikim want to be able to live in tranquility. Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Leidayim L'Tzadikim Hashem Mesukam Le'ilam Abba. It's not enough for these tzaddikim what is prepared for them in the world to come. They also want to live comfortably or in tranquility in this world. In other words, they can't expect that. So the Mefarshim explain, Vibald as Olam Abba is the traklin, un Olam Hazeh is the nor the apraiz, there since the Olam Abba, the world to come. That is the palace. And this world that we live in, that is only like the entrance way to the palace. Darf a mensch sich ständig fühlen, als ist nur wie ein Ger in der Welt. So a person always has to feel like he's only passing through, a visitor in this world, on his way to the palace. Und die was willen haben schau in der Mazeh, and those who want to be able to live comfortably in this world, is kiulehim avirim milas hatraklin ela praiser. It's like they're taking the importance of the palace and conferring it onto the passageway, onto the hallway. They want to live here in comfort. You want to get to the palace. That's where you want to live in comfort. But if you want to live in comfort also in the hallway, in the passageway, then you're conferring the importance of the palace on the hallway. But we have to understand about this. Number one, how is it possible that Yaakov Avinu, who is one of the three Ovis, about whom it said that they are a Merkava, which means they're merely like a vehicle to Hashem's will. Every part of their body was completely holy and completely removed from any material interest. And they were merely a vehicle to carry out the will of Hashem, levadai, kol yameim, all of their days. They had no personal agenda at all. That's the difference between a vehicle and a horse. A horse has an agenda of its own, even though he may follow his master's path. But he wants to go there to eat, or whatever his reason is for going, wherever he's going. But a car, or the cart that the horse is pulling, has no agenda of its own. It's wherever the master leads it, that's where it goes. So the others, a normal person, may do Hashem's will. But we all have our own interests as well. The others had absolutely no interest at all, and that's why they called the Merkava. They had only one interest, that is to carry out the will of Hashem. So somebody like Yaakov is going to transfer the importance of the palace of Olam Haba onto Olam Hazeh, especially that amongst all the three of us he was considered to be the greatest of all. Number two, Leuten Pirush Hanal Kumtois, according to this explanation, it comes out as Mevakshim Leisha B'Shalva B'Olam Hazeh is an Inyabil Terotzi. That the tzaddikim want to be able to live in tranquility in this world is somehow not acceptable. Abba from Lashon Razal Leidayim L'Tzaddikim Hashem Mesukan L'Olam Abba Elo Shem Mevakshim Leisha B'Shalva B'Olam Hazeh is Mashma. But from the way the Medrash says it, that it's not enough for them that they'll have tranquility in Olam Haba, they also want to have tranquility in this world. By saying that, it seems, is mashma, as the Tainitz of the Tzadikim is blaze, that the problem with what they want, with that kind of thinking, is only, as the Dafas of Bagnuganim in Olam Haba, that it should be enough for them that they will have tranquility in that world. But the very idea that Yaakov wanted to live in tranquility is not a problem in and of itself. It's just that your tranquility will come then. But wanting to live in tranquility isn't a problem. Is the fun mochach? So from this it becomes clear, as mitzayim velun leisha b'shalva ba'olam hazeh, that by wanting to live in tranquility in this world, as Yaakov given oisin nishta shalva gufnis v'gashmis. His intent here was not that he wanted to live comfortably and have a nice car and so on. Nor a shalva ruchnis, this was a spiritual yearning of his. He wanted spiritual tranquility. Bis zu azah oifim v'siz b'doyme t'olam haba, the kind of tranquility in this world that would be similar to the kind of tranquility that he will have in the world to come. He was looking for the same kind of tranquility, but that it should be now. Of course, Olam Haba is a place where there is no eating and drinking, so it's not that kind of tranquility. What they do there is to enjoy the bask in the glory of Hashem. And that's what he was looking for here too. When the Taina Loidayan, and this what the Medrash says, that Hashem says it's not enough for them, Pashtaitin them was is genug, was Hazah Shalva Shabgrumus Nedim Zivashchina is Fazei Mesukun Loilam Abba. What he's saying is, it'll come, you will have your time. That's going to happen in the Olam Abba. Now is not the time. That's what Hashem seems to be saying. But in Olam Hazeh, Dafin Oisnitzin Yeder Regam Nishtev Shalva, but that when you're in this world, you have to use every moment, not for relaxation, but rather, over here you have to put in every effort, and this is the time, this is the place to serve Hashem, to work on serving Hashem. As our sages tell us, that Hayoim, here in this world today, is when you have to do everything that you need to do. Olamachar, in the future, meaning in Olam Haba, Lekabel Schorim, that's when you'll receive your reward. So it's not, you can't expect to have shalva, even a spiritual shalva, in this world. This world is the place to work. Was the beer, but in addition to the fact that this needs more explanation, what exactly does it mean to be able to live in that kind of tranquility and comfort in this world, which is, and it should be comparable to the world to come? What kind of tranquility is that? So in addition to that, is nishmuvan, we have to understand also, since in this world it has to be a situation of serving and not of relaxation, so then why is it that Yaakov did want to live in tranquility in this world? Without question, that Yaakov's serving of Hashem was not in order to receive reward. Not even for this kind of reward, for spiritual reward. Since all he wanted was to fulfill Hashem's will. And if Hashem's will is clearly that a person should do avodah in this world, so then why would he be looking for tranquility in this world? A third thing, Nochen Siyum von Rugze Shol Yosef, after the turmoil of Yosef's story, which took 22 years, but after that, is doch given by Chi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim 17 Shana. Then there was a time when he lived, and as what Rashi says about the word Vaychi, that he truly lived. That's when he lived in tranquility. Yosef B'Shalva B'Olam Hazeh, that's when he did live B'Shalva in this world. So then, there was a situation in which Yaakov did live in tranquility in this world. So if that's a problem, why did it happen after the story of Yosef? Beis, the Nekudas Abir in them. So the explanation of this is, the Pirush from Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva is as a Hadgevolt Hobben dem Inen HaShalva Nishtal Tzatachlis Farzich. When we say that Yaakov wanted to live in tranquility, it's not because he wanted to live in comfort. It wasn't, that wasn't the purpose of the comfort of the tranquility. Nor altsan inya vasif abunim etchleimis hamachuvim von zayin avayda. He wanted to be able to live in tranquility so that he could carry out his avayda in a better way. L'malus ratzon kainai. If he lives in tranquility, he'll be able to carry out Hashem's will in a much better way. Valderach b'loshen Rambam. Similar in the way Rambam puts it. B'nigeya debakoshu and taibetz yimaitza Mashiach. That when a Yid requests and wants the days of Mashiach, as dosis kadesha yimtzulem ergoya v'yirba b'chochma, it's not because we want to have delicacies and so on, it's because then we will not have the oppression from the environment around us, so we will be able to dedicate ourselves to learning Torah, to doing mitzvahs, and so on. So also Yaakov wanted rest and respite from all the pressures, from all the different things that happened to him, so that he could dedicate himself to Avodah. So then what is it, what is the meaning of it's not enough for them that they'll have tranquility there, they want it here too, why is that a problem? So the problem there is as demult, the reason was because Hashem in his estimation knew that this was not yet the time that Yaakov could receive that kind of tranquility, and the Ribbo had done gemust bagnugenes midem, was the inyan vet kumen al tzchar ba'olam haba. There was a time in Yaakov's life, a person I guess has to reach the stage, the state where he can receive that kind of tranquility, and Yaakov was not there yet. So therefore, at that stage of his life, at that stage of his aveda, he was still in a place where he would have to, it would have to be enough for him that he would get it in Olam Haba. He's not ready yet to receive Shalva in this world. But then when the turmoil of Yosef happened, is Yaakov Nesalagavar, and that in itself refined and elevated Yaakov to a higher level, that now he was ready to receive Shalva even in this world. Because as we said, the shalva in this world is in a certain sense similar to the shalva in the world to come, at least the kind of shalva that Yaakov was looking for. So he was able to receive it even in this world, was the far gefintmen as nordem, and therefore that's the reason that after the story of Yosef, that's why the last 17 years of his life he was able to live that kind of life. Does seinen given yorn fun shalva euch belamaza, those were years when he finally got shalva even in this world. He was elevated through the story of Yosef, and therefore was able to receive a measure of what you normally is reserved for olam haba in olam hazeh. That means verstehen, so we'll understand this whole concept, the haktim, by first explaining was in schara mitzvah gefind mit zwei in yonim hofchim, that in regards to the reward for mitzvahs, we find two contradictory things. The tachlos hamechuvim for mitzvahs is nisht ador dorzei, so the gerecht werden atzveiter inyan. The purpose of mitzvahs is not that the mitzvahs are a stepping stone for some other objective. That the mitzvah is there so that you can receive reward. That would make the mitzvah a stepping stone for the reward. So it's not that way. No, the kima mitzvahs gufa, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The purpose of a mitzvah is not for some other purpose, it is for the mitzvah itself. The reward for the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. The objective of the mitzvah, of doing the mitzvah, is for the sake of the mitzvah, and for nothing else. Und das was man bekommt schar für kima mitzvahs, and the fact that we receive reward for doing a mitzvah is as vile. It's only because ein kodesh baruch hu mekapech schar kol beria, because Hashem does not withhold the reward from any creation. So if somebody does something good, Hashem rewards. But that's not the objective of the mitzvah. That is because Hashem feels that he wants to reward anyone that does something good. Aber meidach, but on the other hand, is the schar was the Eibishter zolt for kiyuma mitzvahs, when Hashem does reward for the mitzvahs, nicht an inyan was mitzad atzmei hotek and shaychus nicht mit the mitzvah. It's not as if the reward for the mitzvah is completely disconnected from the actual mitzvah that you did. The way the first approach would say, the reward is completely unrelated. The objective of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself, and therefore the reward can be anything, and it doesn't have to be connected to the mitzvah itself. But it's not so. The fact is that the reward for the mitzvah is a result of the mitzvah, of what it is that you accomplished in the mitzvah. Beloshen von Alten Rebbe, or as the way the Alter Rebbe puts it, Agoyrim schar mitzvah, hi a mitzvah atzma. What causes the reward for the mitzvah? It's the mitzvah itself, which is the cause of the reward. In other words, that is directly linked to the mitzvah itself. Bizaz mischarun eidem ahusa, so far that we say, this is so true that we say that if you look at the reward of a mitzvah, you can understand about the mitzvah too. If the two things were unrelated, you would know nothing about the mitzvah itself from the reward. If you were examine the mitzvah, if you examine the reward for the mitzvah, you'll know about the mitzvah means that the reward is directly linked to and a result of the mitzvah. And that's why if you examine the result, you know the cause. So we have to understand. Since, as we said, receiving rewards for the mitzvah is only for a side reason, which is because Hashem wants to pay back whatever somebody does. And that reward doesn't seem to be connected to the purpose of the mitzvah or the intent of the mitzvah. So then why is it designed in such a way that the reward is springs from the mitzvah itself? This is an inyan study. Since the reward is something unrelated, it's a side thing, it's not the reason for the mitzvah, so then why does it have to come from within the mitzvah itself? The dogma to the Tzveik Tzavas Hanal and the Minya from Schara Mitzvahs, similar to these two divergent paths in regards to the reward of the mitzvah, Gefindman Eurbenegate to Taime Mitzvahs, we find a similar thing in regards to the reasons for mitzvahs. The Eibish des Ratzim be Mitzvahs, Hashem's desire for a mitzvah. Even those mitzvahs which are in the category of Eidus and Mishpatim, which means that they have logical in other words that they have a logical reason for them, Eidus and Mishpatim, even by those mitzvahs, by all mitzvahs, Hashem's wanting them, the reason that he wants them is beyond logic, they transcend any logic. And the reason, the fact that there are reasons for many of the mitzvahs, is mitzadem was the rotzen from the mitzvahs is arab gekommen in islamisch geworden eichen chachma vasechel, is only because the will of Hashem as it makes its way down into the world takes on a certain logic as well. They invest themselves in to a system of logic. But not the opposite, that they come from a place of logic. And that's the reason for the mitzvah. It's the opposite. The reason for the mitzvah is purely because Hashem wants it, unrelated to any reason, to any reasoning, any logic. As they make their way into the world, they take on a certain patina of logic as well. But on the other hand, we understand, as does the Islamic Sarotzen in Tam, is verbunden mit der Schleimus von der Rotzen Gufa. But now that they have invested themselves into a system of logic, we understand that the logic also contributes to the perfection of fulfilling the Rotzen, fulfilling the will of Hashem. So because Hashem decided that it should take on a logical understanding, so therefore that logic becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah too. So on the one hand, it comes from a place beyond logic, but now the logic is involved, is very much negeya, it's very much important to the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So we have the same kind of divergent thing from in regards to the reasons for mitzvahs as to the reward for mitzvahs. So perhaps the explanation is the shleimus haratzon von Eibishten in mitzvahs is what is the complete will of Hashem in its perfect state for mitzvahs. Is via zolnish zayin matzobi and mamadif from the mekayimah mitzvahs, that whatever situation the person that is doing the mitzvah might be in, so that the heren the gutzkeit or neutekeit from the mitzvah, he should also recognize the importance how that the mitzvah is good, the mitzvah is important. Und der Ribber ist der Rotzen von mitzvahs in slabisch geworden in tam und is geirin zu bring und bringt schar, kdei er soll. So that's the reason why the will of Hashem, which is completely divorced from logic, has invested itself into a logical system, and that is also the reason that it brings a reward which you can connect to the performance of the mitzvah. The reason for this is because Hashem wants that any person, even a person that doesn't understand the higher things, the higher ideas, simple ideas, he too, that person too should recognize, and mitzvah should be something in their eyes that is important and good. And therefore, they can see a reason for the mitzvah. They can see what reward the mitzvah brings. The Loshna Rambam, in the Matzav Zol, in other words, as a Nar Kotten, as the Rambam says, in dem Matzav Zainem Zol Adaheren Zeyer Gutzkeit Farem. So therefore, even a person that is yet a child, spiritually speaking, should also recognize how good and important the mitzvahs are. So this comes in these two ways. He can understand the reason for the mitzvah, even though, of course, it's completely beyond his understanding, but he needs to be able to relate to it, so Hashem invested it into a logical framework as well. And then he can see the connection between doing the mitzvah and the reward that he got, so that he relates the reward to the mitzvah, and even a simple person, a child, so to speak, can also understand how good the mitzvah is and look at the results that it brings. But since the created being is, of course, in a comparison to the creator, is completely in a different world altogether, is that Ilya Nalvas and mitzvahs, because it's any good for all the sugim bedargis, so this quality of mitzvahs, that they can even be understood as good by any person on any level. And the reason that they can even be understood on the lowest level to be good is because they are essentially good. That's that, their essence is good. So therefore, that translates to every single level that they may be in. Vetzayim begoli. So this idea, vetzayim begoli by odam amakaimim laosid lavi. That's what the person, people will understand. It la'osid lavi. When you do a mitzvah now, you can only see a very limited idea of it. But then, la'osid lavi, we will understand the whole depth of the mitzvah and the true perfection of the mitzvah, and why, because it's essentially good. That's why it translates to good in every on every level. Because then when Mashiach comes, will be revealed to us the essential will of Hashem. Why? What He wants. And we will understand the great joy that it brings to Hashem. Was is Hecha von Taimim und Schar, that this kind of will and joy that it brings to Hashem is completely transcends any kind of reward that we can understand, that is, which is much lower than that. Bis zum Inyu von Nachas Ruach Lebeira, till the ultimate purpose of a mitzvah is to bring joy to Hashem. In other words, that when Mashiach comes, la'asid lavi, then we will see the real purpose of a mitzvah, the real reward, so to speak, of a mitzvah, that it is the mitzvah itself which is so essentially connected to Hashem that it brings joy to Hashem, and that's what we wanted to do, and that's what we did, that's what we accomplished. And by great tzaddikim, who receive some of their reward in this life as well, is the Gilya Nao Faran Oichen Zeir Avayda Beilam Hazeh. So they have this understanding even as they live in this world. On as in Zeir Kiyam HaMitzvah Beilam Hazeh Shteit Begolid HaRotzim B'Tainu Ga'asmi, that when they fulfill a mitzvah, they already understand the great joy, the essence of goodness that it is found in the mitzvah. They can understand it even as they do the mitzvah in this world. Zayin. So in order for this will of Hashem and the joy that it brings to Hashem should be able to be seen begoli in their avodah, this requires two conditions. Number one, tachlos habittul. A person has to be in complete state of bittul, as the avodah zol zayin in ganzen shloim and also kabel pras, that when he does avoda, it's for not at all for the purpose of receiving reward. He does it just for the sake of doing the mitzvah. Not even for the spiritual reward. Nor the only reason that he does the mitzvah is to fulfill Hashem's will. A second condition is, ados gufa zayin avoda l'malos etzayin kainah zol zayin in a eifen ados is sein emes mitzias, that this, that he wants to do a mitzvah only to fulfill Hashem's will, is truly who he is. That is what makes him. That's what defines this person. Das heißt, in other words, as the rotzen und tainuk from the Adam Eivid is the rotzen und tainuk from the Eivishten. In other words, that whatever it is that brings joy to Hashem, that's what brings joy to this person. His joy is completely bound up in the joy of Hashem. He wants nothing else other than what it is that Hashem wants. That's what he lives for, that's what he exists for, and that's who he truly is. Und die zwei Inyonim seien merubes im Pasuk Shalom Rav lo eves erasecha. And these two conditions are expressed in the Pasuk Shalom Rav lo eves erasecha, great peace for those who love your Torah, as will be explained. Kveit Kedusas Merachami Admoris Mevayer, the Friedrich Rebbe explains, Dem Tam Fabas Estate Shalom Rav lo eves erasecha. Why does it say in the Pasuk, great peace for those who love your Torah? It would seem that in regards to Torah, it would make more fitting that it should say for those who study your Torah. Why does it say for those who love your Torah? The reason is because in order to reach great peace, which is what Torah brings, is that just studying Torah alone is not enough. That will not necessarily bring you to Shalom Rav. In order to get to Shalom Rav, which will be explained, you have to have love for Torah. And even more, the avas haTorah davzayin nishnor tzolidim yoker malas haTorah atzma. The love that a person has to have to Torah, must have for Torah, is not only because Torah is precious. Because Torah is wisdom, and it's a great wisdom, and so on. But rather, the love for the Torah is not because of the qualities of Torah, but rather because it is Hashem's Torah. Torah secha, your Torah, meaning Hashem's Torah. In other words, the love for Torah is because it is Hashem's Torah. The love is really directed to Hashem, and this is Hashem's Torah, so the love is directed to the Torah as well. Dafim verstehen, so we have to understand about this. The Pasuk Shalom Rav Lo'ev Seirasecha vet in Gemara gebracht als Raya Evdem. The Gemara brings this Pasuk of Shalom Rav Lo'ev Seirasecha as proof that what? As Talmid HaChamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. That Talmid HaChamim scholars bring an increased peace into the world. Hind vibald as zum inyan from Shalom Rav fadet sich davke avas haTorah. So if for Shalom Rav, for this great peace that the Talmid Chachamim bring, is necessary to have love of Torah and the far vazi is Torah secha, and that the love is directed really at Hashem because it's Hashem's Torah, tofavos is as mudgesh in the raya from pasuk Shalom Rav la'ayiv eserasecha. So why is this brought out only in the pasuk that the Gemara quotes, that it has to be the love of Torah and the love of Torah as Hashem's Torah? Mashenkin in the Maimer Atzmai, but in the statement itself that the sages say that Talmid Chachamim Marbim Shalom la'olam, that the scholars increase peace in the world. Vos oich da is the loshem marbim shalom, nit shalom stam. And over here also, we're talking about an increased peace, marbim shalom, not just bring peace, they increase peace. Shtei talmid chachamim, but over here in the statement itself, it only says scholars, stam. Vos mein divas lernen Torah, which means, in other words, those who study Torah. From the pasuk, it seems that it has to be somebody with love of Torah. From the statement of Chazal, they just say a scholar, somebody who studies Torah, will bring increased peace. Is there beer in them? So the explanation is mitten bringen the pasuk Shalom Rav Lo'ev Seresecha is the Gemara Oisen Nish Nor zu bringen noch araya as Talmid Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. The Gemara doesn't intend over here to bring just another proof. The Gemara brought one pasuk. And then it brings another pasuk. Shalom Rav Lo'ev Seresecha. So it's not just another proof that they bring more peace to the world. Nor euch zum meisef seinem dem noch an inyan. But rather, the reason that the second pasuk is brought is to add another dimension to it. as oilam da is kailal oich di talmid chachamim. That when it says they bring increased peace to the world, it doesn't mean only the world out there. It means to their own world as well. They too are included into this world. They benefit from increased peace. The Talmid Chachamim, it's themselves. Dordem was the Talmid Chachamim, tuun uf aribu shalim, in Welt, that when the Talmid Chachamim bring this increased peace to the world, Zayna Zay, the Talmid Chachamim, so they too, the Talmid Chachamim as well, they also merit this increased peace. Afilu be'erkam, even in accordance to their level, where there is already a high level of peace, but they increase peace even on their in their world. Vas is a hecher esuk shalom b'de shalom v'zeitun of ba'elam kipshutei, and that kind of shalom is a higher type of peace than they bring to the world at large, because in their world they're on a higher level, so the increased peace in their world is on a much higher level than the increased peace that is brought to the world at large. Babir bazen, what does it mean? Amitis inyan ha-shalom, shalom rav, the true idea of peace, brought out by the word shalom rav, is nishnar de bapoyel fin shalom, is not only that there actually exists a situation of peace, there is no war going on right now. As he says, as the menaget vert menutzach u'macht shalom, that you have conquered, vanquished your enemy, and therefore they made peace. They stopped the war. That's not what it shalom rav means. Nor as it is garnet shayich the metzius from a menaget. Shalom rav means that you're in a situation where there is no possibility of somebody that should oppose you. And therefore, since there's no possibility of opposition, so there is by default, of course, peace. And this kind of peace can only, in its truest state, exist within the essence of Hashem. Since Hashem is the only truly infinite existence. Since Hashem has no parameters at all, there's nothing that limits him in any way, therefore if there's nothing that defines him, so that there's nothing that doesn't fit into that definition. In order for something to oppose something, one has to be defined in one way, the other thing is defined otherwise. But the Eibush Hashem has no definition, therefore whatever exists, that's him, that's exactly who he is. There is nothing outside of him, and therefore there can't be the possibility of any opposition. But everything else in the world except for the essence of Hashem is somewhat defined in a certain way, and therefore there is something outside that definition. And if there's something outside that definition, that means that it stands somewhat in opposition to that existence. So therefore there can't be any true peace in the sense that there is no possibility for opposition, only within the essence of Hashem. And that's what the Gemara adds by adding the pasuk Shalom Rav Leivisesecha if Talmid Chachamim Marim Shalom Ba'olam to what it said originally, that the Talmid Chachamim bring peace into the world. This, that the Talmid Chachamim, scholars, have the ability to bring peace to the world, that they're able to bring together two opposing forces, and to they should live in harmony without having to fight with each other. Namely, on the one hand, you have the world, which is, by its very definition, the word Olam means to conceal, so it conceals, and therefore is in opposition to godliness. Mitelukus, and to bring it together with godliness, on the other hand, is mitzadim shalom rav, amitis inin ha-shalom. The only reason is because you have shalom rav, great peace, true peace, but is da in Torah, which is found in the Torah. Since the Torah is rooted in the essence of Hashem, as we said before, the Torah mitzvahs are the the true will, the true essence of Hashem, where He expresses His true joy and His true will, is in Torah Mitzvah. So in other words, that Torah is rooted, goes all the way into the essence of Hashem. So in other words, we're talking about bringing about true peace, not about the simulated peace. Und durch dem was Tanne Chachamim tun auf Shalom Be'elam, mitzad amamitis in Hashalom von Torah. And through this, that the Chachamim are able to bring about this true peace in the world because of the truth of the Shalom of which comes from Torah, because it's rooted in Atzmus. Vet oich bazei Shalom Rav afilu be'erkam, and therefore that brings a measure of Shalom Rav even for them on their level. As vet bazei nizgalu deratzim v'tainuk from Atzmus was in Torah, it reveals within them the true nature of the Ratzon and Tainug of Torah. They get an understanding of what it means that mitzvahs are rooted in the Ratzon and Tainug of Hashem, which we spoke about before. This is the, like, Olam Chatir V'Chayecha, this is how they experience the world to come, even in this world. Und er jeh says bich deitze zeuche sein zum gili ana und fadze sich kenal siv sein as the avoid so sein betachos a bittel. And since in order to be able to get to this level, one condition is that it has to be, a person has to live with absolute bittel, the malus of tzayn kainai, that the only reason they live is only to fulfill Hashem's will. The far is in dem negeye le'oye v'yseh resecha. And that's why, for this, you need the love of Torah. Azeir ave und koch in Torah, that their love and their involvement and their passion for Torah, which includes also that aspect of Torah, which is that Torah is meant to lead to mitzvahs, to living according to Torah, to acting according to Torah, is nishna mitzvah Torah atzma. So their love and their passion is not only because of the wisdom of Torah and the greatness of Torah, mitzvah de iluyim vasenir, because of the great those things that are found in Torah itself. Their passion is because the Torah is Hashem's Torah. So they are dedicated and passionate about Torah because this is Hashem's Torah. They're passionate about Hashem, so they're passionate about Hashem's Torah. So in other words, it doesn't take merely studying Torah. It takes a complete and total involvement and passion for Torah that is all-consuming, and that this is who you are, this is what you are. Tess. Man darf noch aber verstehen. Still, we have to understand, wie bald as die Aveide von Eivis Yisach is nor zum Amal sein Ratzon Keinem, since in the end, their Aveide of loving Torah is only in order to fulfill Hashem's will, darf doch ois kommen, so it should be, as they haben mehr Chayes in Unkoch, in Kiyama Mitzvahs, wie in Limit Torah. So then their passion should be more for mitzvahs than it is for Torah. For him, the kavanah from Ratzon Rida v'tachtayinim, because what is the ultimate purpose of Hashem? What is His true will? Dira v'tachtayinim. Und fir tzachoyz be'ikah duch kiyum ha-mitzvahs, and that is accomplished not so much through the study of Torah, but rather than through the fulfillment of mitzvahs, as they zayin in the dvarim gashmim, which are done with physical matter. Tachtayinim ha-yich l'gabe seichel, which is on a lower level than Seichel. Torah deals with Seichel, with the intellect, understanding Torah. Mitzvah deals with material things, with the world of Maisa. So that is a lower level, and since you want to bring Dira B'tachtenim to the lowest elements, that is accomplished more through the performance of mitzvahs than through the study of Torah. So therefore, these tzaddikim that are passionate about fulfilling Hashem's will, they should be more into doing mitzvahs than into studying Torah. Hein favos ruft man sie an a oyev teira secha me fambintos mit teira. So then why are they called the lovers of teira, which means that their passion is connected to the study of teira? It should be more related to the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Vet men das verstehen leid dem bier von dem alten Reb. So we'll understand that according to the explanation of the Alter Rebbe, Mailus habitul von Eisa geteiru legabe de bitul von kiyama mitzvahs, he explains the unique quality of bittul expressed in the study of Torah over the type of bittul which comes from fulfilling mitzvahs. By asiyas hamitzvahs is the bittul from an adam ke'eved hamakayim mitzvahs hamalach v'ayisa dvara. When a person does a mitzvah, it's like a servant that fulfills the command of the king, and he does whatever the king tells him to do. Mashenkin the bittel be'esak ha'teira. Whereas when a person expresses bittel through the study of Teira, is as dvar avaya, as the dvar avaya zu alocha, hiyam ad mederes b'teich greinei. That kind of bittel brings out that the word of Hashem, which is halacha, is what is speaking from the throat of this person. In other words, he becomes united with these opinions, with these ideas that he's giving, with this halacha that he's giving, not like the servant that does what the king tells him. It's the king's command and he does it. Here, it's Hashem speaking from within him. Because the far is mam malke rabbanim, and for this reason we say that who are the kings? The sages, the rabbis. Er is nish bebchinas eved. He is not like a servant that fulfills the will of the king. Was folgt unizich misbattel zum melech, that listens to the king and adheres to the commands of the king and therefore is misbattel to the king. Nor is emetzius gufa is the melech. He steps in and he becomes an extension of the king. When he speaks, it's the king speaking, Hashem. I believe this is because maisa is something which is external to a person. So it's not necessarily when a person does a mitzvah, does he do it with full understanding and with love for the mitzvah, and that this is how he would do it if he had, if he had to come up with a plan of how to live life. But when you think about something and you become one, that opinion is developed in your own mind and it becomes your opinion. And so then when you say it, it's you speaking the words of Torah. It's you expressing the truth of Torah through your own seichel and, of course, eventually speech. That's how the Alter Rebbe explains the difference between bittel through fulfillment of mitzvahs and bittel through study of Torah. Well, pisa yesh leimer, and based on this we can say, as dos is the tam vas zeheisen oyeves erosach, that's the reason that they're called the lovers of Torah. That's the reason they're called the lovers of Torah. Afal pi as mitzad zeir bittel to the kavana al yena from dirve tachteinim is zeir ikir chayis and kima mitzvahs kanal. That's why they're called lovers of Torah, even though because of their bittel to the ratzon elyon, which is expressed in dirve tachteinim, they should be more connected to kima mitzvahs than the Torah. Val oich zeir kima mitzvahs is betachlus a bittel, because also their kima mitzvah, the fulfilling of mitzvahs, is done in with an absolute bittel. The dugma to bittel the Torah, similar to what the Alter Rebbe says about bittel the Torah. Das heißt, dass zeh kiyum mitzvos is nicht in eifen was zeh tu in dem rotzen abai kevet am kai mitzvos amelech. In other words, that these tzaddikim, they when they fulfill a mitzvah, it's not like the Alter Rebbe says for a regular Jew that he does a mitzvah like a servant that fulfills the king's will. Nor zeh ganze mitzvos is vaze zanim bebchinas merkava. Rather, these kind of tzaddikim, even though fulfillment of mitzvahs is done like a merkava, like they're not doing somebody else's will, this is their will. This is what defines them. Dor velech es firt zichoizem ratzon avaya, that they are merely like a, we said before, like a vehicle that fulfills the will of Hashem. Biza dos tutzich by zei on in an eifen from a elu v'mamelu menafshe kara, until that their whole body becomes subservient, becomes a vehicle to fulfill mitzvahs. And as the Gemara says, that when a person says meidem anachn lochem shem enesre, the body automatically bows down, the head automatically bows down. In other words, that a person, so this, by regular people, this is merely like rote. It could be done as rote, you say the words meidim, automatically your head bows down. But by a person like a tzaddik, where their whole body is truly defined, everything that they do is in accordance with Torah and halacha and mitzvahs and the will of Hashem, so their body is so well trained that it does only those things which Hashem wants it to do. And it's only because of this absolute bittel that even in their fulfillment of mitzvahs, they have a similar bittel that the Alter Rebbe describes about those who study Torah. So therefore, because of this absolute bittel, they are zeichet to Shalom Rav, the great peace which brings together the world and Hashem in this world. They get the peace between the world and Hashem and Elokus. Yud. Der inyan hanal is merumas eichen de tzvei perushim rabbi Yeshev Yaakov be'eres mgurei aviv. And this idea is also brought out in the two explanations that are given on this pasuk, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eres mgurei aviv, from Harava Magid and from Altan Reb. There is one pshat as it's explained by the Magid, another one by the Altan Reb. Was beida habm shaychus miyuchedus zum parsha Vayeshev, which incidentally both the Alter Rebbe and the Magid have a connection to the Parsha Vayeshev. Okay, you do as the Lulu from Magid is given Gimel the Parsha Vayeshev Yitzes Kisav Tovko Flamed Gimel. As you know that the Yahrzeit of the Magid, the passing of the Magid was on Tuesday of Parsha Vayeshev Yitzes Kislev in the year Tovko Flamed Gimel. On Gimel the Parsha Vayeshev Yitzes Kisav Tovko Nun Tes. And on Tuesday, Parsha Vayeshev, Yutas Kislev of Tovkuf Nuntes, is the Alter Rebbe Reis Lecheirus. That's when the Alter Rebbe went free. So both of them on Tuesday, Parsha Vayeshev. So there's a special connection between Parsha Vayeshev and the Alter Rebbe and the Magid. So the two Pirushim are the Pirushim Harava Magid Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz, that Yaakov settled in Eretz. Dosos Yaakov at Yerid Given. This that Yaakov descended down from his great, very great level, the leishiv eretz ba'artzius, and that he settled in the land in earthiness, is to live meguri aviv, was for the purpose of meguri aviv, kedei tzenoif klai meguri loshen asiv v'knisa. In this word, the word meguri means the gathering together. As we know that the word Megure means to gather together. K'may Ogur B'kayetz, Ogur B'kayetz. The Nitzutz and Kedusha, he came here to gather together the sparks of holiness as Gefinizach and Eretz, which are found in the earth. In other words, in the world, in this lowly world. U'lachnisim u'laloysim leilan, to bring them back and bring them up, back up above, to elevate them again. According to this explanation that comes out, as the teichem for Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv is an avodah v'asid be'ikef abunim mit kiyuma mitzvahs. So that comes out that Yaakov was primarily occupied by the fulfillment of mitzvahs in his shlapshu b'dvarim gashim eretz, which are how you elevate the earth. That's how you elevate materialism. That's how you elevate the material world. The Alter Rebbe Taich Megurei. How does the Alter Rebbe explain Megurei? Is from Loshin Yira. That the word Megurei could also come from the word affair. When Oich from Loshin Oitzer, and also from a storehouse. As if a Megurei Malaya Peiris, like the word, like a silo filled with produce. Shu Klish Oitzer Melateche, that is the kind of container in which you gather something, store something. Un aviv geitav chochmei la. So Megurei means yira, and gather, and not gathering but storing. And aviv means chochmei la. Un the pirush from Megurei aviv is. So what does Megurei aviv mean? Is yira ila viziz an oitzer on kli Megurei to chochmei la. That it's referring to yira ila, the higher level of reverence of Hashem, as it is contained within Chachmei Law, because Aviv means Chachma. When there is Mevayr, and he explains, as Be'eres Meguri Aviv is verbunden, nish mit der Avodah von Kiyuma Mitzvos, no mit der Eisag HaTorah. So he explains that this Eretz Meguri Aviv means the study of Torah, which is Chachma, and that contains within it the reverence of Hashem, Yiras Hashem. So it's not related so much to Mitzvos as it's related to the study of Torah. Al Pia now, and based on what we said before, beinin ayevaserasecha, in regards to ayevaserasecha yeshlema, we could say as the tzvei pirushim zayin nisht kein bazundere inyanim, that these are not two separate ideas, nor ein pirushim mashlim and tzvei, but rather one explanation completes and perfects the other one. This is based on what he said before, that the tzaddikim experience the bittul in kiyuma mitzvah similar to what is experienced in limud haTorah. The Pirush na Rabba Magid is Mevayer, in Vos is the Bashtan in Yaakov's Avoida. The Magid is explaining, he is describing what was Yaakov's Avoida. Yaakov had Yerid Given Leisha Be'eretz Be'artzias, that Yaakov went down, descended to deal with earthiness, with the matters of this world. In order to be able to find the sparks of holiness and to elevate them. That's what he was involved in. And the Alter Rebbe is Moisiv. The Alter Rebbe comes to add in them, as Oich Diavoides Be'em Givem B'Tachos Habitl, to say that Yaakov, in his involvement in the Birin HaNetzutzes, involvement with earthiness, he did that in the same kind of bitl, bedugmas habitl beisig haTorah, similar to what is normally done through the study of Torah, as he said before. Yud Aleph, the bir anal in vayeshev Yaakov eres meguriyov of loy detzvei pirushim anal from magadim from alt nedem. So this explanation and the two interpretations of vayeshev Yaakov eres meguriyov is fabunen oich mit maimer razal. That is also connected to the statement of our sages, which was quoted earlier. Saying that he wanted to live in tranquility. What the medrash means that Yaakov wanted to live in tranquility is nishas Yaakov atzich gevolt opru and fun tzaras esav and tzaras lavan. Doesn't mean that he wanted to rest finally from the difficulties that he had with esav and from lavan, nor as is on his galavan the inyan hashalom v'shalva was hatzich oivgitan dur dem vaserat mevarigiv and in the tzuzah shevishivio v'mitzrayim tzaras shal lavan v'esav. The mitzarim, not mitzrayim. What he wanted was that he wanted to see, to be able to see, as we said before, that tzaddikim in this world, they get to see sometimes that which they accomplish through their performance of mitzvahs. They get to see to reveal the true essence of what Hashem's will and joy is from the mitzvahs. So he wanted to be able to see that in this world. He wanted to get to that. That these things that he dealt with Esav and with Lavan, that he was able to elevate the sparks in dealing with the Lavan and then later dealing with Esav. He wanted to get to the point of realizing and getting to the point of Shalom v'Shalva, seeing the true peace which is created in this world between the worldliness and godliness. He wanted to see that already. He wanted to get to that. And the time for Vaser had gevolt dem Gilui Shalva, and the reason that he wanted this, that it should be revealed to him, this peace and coming together of the Gashmias and the Ruchnias, is nish b'shvil atzma. He didn't want it for himself. Nor valid is galus is negay kanal some shlemis amachuben from the Raveda, because in truth, revealing the purpose of it and what the result of it is what completes the ultimate purpose of this Aveda. Because it's all about getting to the essence of a mitzvah and of Torah, that it is within Hashem and that it's all one, and that is it's not about reward and it's not about anything else. It's about fulfilling the will of Hashem. So getting to that brings the completion and the perfection of the mitzvah. And the inyan from Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva, and this idea of that Yaakov wanted to have that tranquility is Fabunim mit Mbir in Meguri Aviv, is connected to the explanations of Meguri Aviv that were given before. Eret Mevarigiv and the Netzutzes was Gefinne sich in Arzias, by he refined the sparks which are found in earthiness, Kipirushai Rabba Magid, as the Magid explained it. That's what Meguri Aviv means. But he still did it on the level like somebody that studies Torah, not that it's removed, it's something about somebody else, but that it's his own will, and it's that's what he is about, as the Alter Rebbe explained. Valados is the inyan from Oyeves Eresecha, because that is the meaning of Oyeves Eresecha, Zakeli Tzugili from Shalom Rav, that love of Torah means to say love of doing mitzvahs is similar to a regular person's love of Torah, where it becomes who he is, that becomes part and parcel of him, and that's what brings out Shalom Rav, this absolute peace and coming together of the godliness in the world. Yud Beis, al pi kolonau vet menoich fashtein dem tam favoz de inyo from Bikish Yaakov Leisha b'shalva b'elam azez given dafka b'yankov and anish b'yavrom and Yitzchok. And this explains why it's only Yaakov that wanted this kind of tranquility and not Avram and Yitzchak. When the pasuk is madgish be'eretz meguri aviv, as by aviv is given eretz elam hazein anayfim fun geirus meguri. The pasuk alludes to this by saying that the eretz, the land of meguri aviv, where his father lived, in other words, that his father Yitzchak and Avram too, when they lived in the world, it was like they were visitors. It wasn't the shalva. They weren't looking to see, to find this unity within the world, to be able to reach that which is only realized by regularly in Olam Haba. They lived in the world as you live in the world. So the reason why Dafke Yaakov wanted it, the Avodah of Avram Yitzchak, Kava Yamin, Kava Vasmoel, the Avodah of Avram Yitzchak, which is Chesed on the right and Gvura on the left, is given by Ikeb Chinis Yechudim El Yenish of Atzilus. Their Avodah was more accomplishing things in the world of Atzilus, as is written. Mashein Ken Yaakov, the Kava Mitzoy, where is Yaakov, who is the center Kav, Teferis, versus Mavriach Menakotzo Lakotzo, the center Kav reaches from one, from all the way on the top till all the way on the bottom, from kotzachi elyon is kotzachi tachten, so that it reaches into the highest levels and all the way down to the lowest levels. So therefore, he was able to accomplish even in the world below, even in eretz, even in this world, he was able to bring together the very highest levels. When the ribbit is vayeshev Yaakov beretz meguri aviv. And that's why he lived Be'eretz Megurav was in Dem Zainada Tzvei Inyonim, which have these two aspects. And Avodah Be'aretz is given in an Eifem Vayeshev is Yashvus. On the one hand, his Avodah in Eretz was, he was settled there, and that's where he was, and that's what he did. Nishvah by Avram Yitzchak was Mitzad Dem Vazeir Avodah is given Be'ikir Natsilus, which is different than the Avodah of Avram and Yitzchak, because they worked primarily in Atzilus. Therefore, the connection to the world and their accomplishments in the world was only it was only sort of like a visitor. That wasn't their main preoccupation. The second point, though, the Ravida from Vayeshev Yaakov Be'aretz, Hotegikent und the Far Bikish, the Grechem Seminia from Leisha Beshalva and Euch Be'elam Hazeh. And because, on the other hand, because of Yaakov's connection to his Aveda in the world, that's why he wanted to bring that idea of Shalva also into this world. The Gila Vechinus Tainuga Atzmi from Atzmusa is Baruch, meaning to say that he wanted to reveal in this world the absolute subliminal, sublime level of Hashem's will and wisdom. Will and Tainug, and the joy that he takes in Kiyama Mitzvahs and so on into this world. Vazayin Ratzav Tainug is Dafke in Diru Tachtainug. That Hashem's Ratzav Tainug is found Dafke in the lowest elements, but it's usually concealed. And Yaakov wanted to bring the revelation of that into the world. Aber af al pikein hat euch durch der Avodah Hanal nicht ugetan dem Inyan von Leisha B'Shalva, but still, although he wanted to bring about this Leisha B'Shalva, but his Avodah couldn't accomplish it, as his nor was bikish. He wanted to, but he couldn't get to it. Und zum Matze von Leisha B'Shalva bepeil is er erst zugekommen durch Rugze Shoyesev, and that when was he able to finally reach that Shalva, that tranquility between the Gashmias and Ruchnias, the Lakus in the world, when was he able to get to it? Only after the turmoil with Yosef. When the Kudus Abir was at, so to explain why that is. The Avodah Sabirurim from Yaakov, is Mitzad Atzmai, the Avodah Sabirurim, this refinement of the world that Yaakov was able to accomplish, in other words, that which he, his type of Avodah, is given in an Eifin as Eich Zayindik Beveis Lovinot Lovinotim. When Yaakov lived in the house of Lavan, he was really, really not under the subservience of Lavan. He was, a man on his own. He didn't really, he wasn't under the control of Lavan. Lavan ad ba'em zir gebeten. How do we know that? Lavan had to ask and plead with him. Hagidon li mar maskurteich. He had to tell Yaakov, you set your own terms. Tell me what you want to be paid. If I find favor in your eyes, give me a price. Tell me what you want to be paid. In other words, not that he was dictating the terms, Yaakov was dictating the terms. Now derech ze'ir b'shaychus Esav, and the same is true in Esav, that he wasn't under Esav's control. Mashenkin Yosef be'Esav is hurad Mitzrayim, but Yosef, when he was taken down to Mitzrayim, is given in an oifim as it is given in an evet. Yosef was under their, he was subservient to them, he was under their control. By Petifar, he was an evet by Petifar. Bizva yidnei b'Esav soyer, even worse, he put him into prison. And even after he became the viceroy of Mitzrayim, is an ishgav b'shutzatzme. Even then, he wasn't fully free and out of their control. Not a mishnah. He was only the second in command, kaviyachol to Pare, and Pare was the bakumah for him. So Pare wasn't really in control. And in order for him to do anything or to go to take his father and so on, he had to have rishus from Pare. He needed permission from Pare to be able to do these things. So Yaakov was always over and above the worldliness that he was dealing with. Yosef, on the other hand, was working from within. He was under the control of the elements of the world. Kumtoi, so therefore it comes out as the emissi yeshiva be'eres meguri aviv, that when you really want to talk about getting down into the world, the yerida leisha ba'artzi is this descent into the material world, and to be able to gather the sparks of holiness which are found on the lowest levels, that was accomplished only when Yosef went to Mitzrayim, because Yaakov was always above the fray, and therefore he wasn't able to get down and elevate those lowest levels, to which you have to be only when you're under the control of the Gashmias are you able to deal with those lowest elements. And Yosef was able to elevate those sparks as well. And since, as the Pasuk says, these are the children of Yaakov, and names Yosef, in other words, that Yaakov is expressed mostly, primarily through Yosef. Yosef is devas trokta roplamata inyanu Yaakov. Yosef is the one that brings Yaakov down, you know, brings him down. Not down. He brings him forth. Kumt b'meila oi, so it comes out as durch yiridus Yosef Mitzrayim at Yaakov uvgeton, that in the mata Yosef, that it was only through Yosef going down to Mitzrayim that finally Yaakov's purpose and Yaakov's mission was finally realized, that it went down even to the lowest elements, those that you have to be under their control in order to be able to elevate. It's because Yosef is the one that brings Yaakov to his ultimate completion. And since, as we said before, to be able to get to the true meaning of the true essence of Atzmus, and to the reveal the joy of the essential joy of Hashem, that what does Hashem truly want, that is only through Vayesha Ba'aretz, that has to go in the world, in the lowest elements, Dirvatachtainim. That the work in this world, dafke, in the lowest elements of this world, the riber had their inyan from leisha b'shalva, but peil nishki kent nizgalaveren. Therefore, the ultimate, that what Yaakov wanted to bring together those very highest elements, to reveal the tainuga atzmi of Hashem in this world, it couldn't be revealed. Afilu nogdi biruner from Laban and Esav, even after Yaakov had finished dealing with Lavan and with Esav, but it wasn't time yet to be able to leisha b'shalva, to bring out the true nature of Hashem's joy in this world. Da'afka la'achar ugzah shel Yosef, only after the turmoil of Yosef, was the mit tatzachu v'tan the yerida and the birer l'mata in Mitzrayim, that through which the descent went even down into Mitzrayim and under the control of Mitzrayim. Nishnor im mokem nor eich be'ikir im mailus avoida, not only not just in the geography of Mitzrayim, but in what Mitzrayim signifies, the kind of avoda which is done to elevate the very lowest elements from within. That he wasn't under his own control, he was under their control, and then was able to elevate them. Demotad Yaakov Zeicha given, only then was Yaakov Zeicha to be able to live this kind of tranquility of bringing together Shalom Rav, the true peace between the world and Elokus.